This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Now, Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
It's Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones off again today. He will be back on Monday. Billy Lanny has slid over, and the Red Sox will try to make it 11 straight wins as they take on the Chicago Cubs this afternoon. Two out of three day games, which is nice.
Really?
Yeah, I know you like the day games, especially in Wrigley. But tonight and – or this afternoon and Sunday.
Yeah, day, night, day. Ooh. Bayo at night.
Perfect. It's really lined up nicely.
I think it falls in their favor pretty well.
Chicago is good. Chicago leads the NL Central. They're 57-39, which by my count – that's right. By my count, the third best record in baseball, I believe. So, yeah, they're no joke. If you think the Red Sox have been beating bad teams, this is certainly not one of them. In fact, run differential, if you're interested in that stat, Cubs have the best run differential in baseball. They got Kyle Tucker, MVP candidate, not going to win, but MVP candidate, Pete Crow Armstrong. So it should be a fun series. And the Red Sox also are lined up pretty good with Giolito, Bayo, Garrett Crochet.
Yep.
Giving him a little extra time off, so he'll pitch on Sunday. The ideal Red Sox lineup, and something that Cora kind of has to deal with now through the end of the season, especially if they keep all their guys. Forget about like 1 through 9, but just like position wise, I think the left side of the infield is pretty set. It's Bregman and it's Story. Bregman getting his feet back under him. I don't think he's going to DH much in the second half. He can, but I think he'll be the third baseman. Story will be the shortstop. As much as we wanted to, shoehorn Meyer in there, I think that's set. It's going to be Story and Bregman. Narvaez is obviously the catcher. First base is where it seems like they're going with the platoon.
A small platoon.
Yeah, Toro.
Two-man platoon.
Romy. Like, Romy maybe should be playing all the time until he cools off, not just against lefties. But that's one where maybe that becomes a little bit of a need or sort of a, like, hey, let's take a look at possible trade candidates at first base. Mm. But right now it's probably Toro and Romy. I think Marcelo Meyer should just play second base.
Yeah,
he's good in the field. Yep. He's willing to play other spots. He was doing it a little bit in the minors before he got called up. He's been doing it a little bit in the majors already. And now that Bregman's going to be back, I know he probably will sit against some of the lefties. Sox do play a lefty tomorrow, so we'll see what Cora has in mind for that. But I'd probably play Meyer as much as I can at second base.
Wouldn't argue that.
What do you do in the outfield? So I got Duran, Rafael, or Willie Abreu on most games. And then I know Cora said he doesn't want to do it because he's young, but Roman Anthony probably DHing.
Yeah,
more
so that
often than
that
not.
Would probably be like one of another two man platoon where you can right field, but either Roman or Willie.
Yeah.
And then the other one DHs.
That's what I'm thinking. And then you still have Yoshida. And the problem, so this is one of the issues that Cora is going to run into is Yoshida, Willie Abreu, Roman Anthony, Jaron Duran, you're still very lefty-centric.
Right.
And so how do you, like against the lefty, you can only sit so many of them. Against the righty, you can only get so many of them in the lineup.
So play so many.
So that's one where you're like, I wonder if you're Alex Cora, you're sort of debating on, all right, is this something that can withstand for the rest of the season? Now, I know, I mean, the problem is if you trade any of these guys, it feels like someone's going to get hurt, and then you're back with like David Hamilton and Nick Sogard.
Right, lineup. And you only have 2 weeks to figure it out.
That's right.
That's the tough part about it. Yeah. It's like you had the time off, you were running hot, and now it's like, okay, well, we got 2 weeks to, do we move somebody? Do we stay Pat, you know?
So they really, I mean, outside of losing 10 straight, I feel like they've already put themselves in a spot where it's not even up for debate. Like they need to add to the team.
Of course.
And they did that with this winning streak that they're currently on. We'll see where they're at right now, we'll see where they're at come trade deadline time, which is July 31st, coming up now, less than 2 weeks from now. They are 8 games over .500. They are the second wild card team, 1 game behind the Yankees and 1 game up on the Mariners, who are third, and they're 2.5 up on Tampa.
Mm.
So, I mean, they're in a pretty great spot as it sits. I don't think, you know, you go back a month ago, I don't think anybody would have predicted they would be here. They were kind of toiling around. We were complaining about how they ran the bases. We were complaining about how they fielded and everything else.
It was ugly.
We played that several times. It was
5 times a week.
It was
pretty ugly.
It was not looking good. And then they've completely turned things around. And you can't even say it was just Bregman coming back, because Bregman didn't come back until the very, very end. Like, they had started to turn around even before that. But now it seems like, I don't know, like what's their biggest weakness right now? And maybe I'm just getting like caught up in the 10-game winning streak. That's possible.
Mm-hmm.
But is there something that you look at and you're like, oh, this is what they need to clean up?
I don't know if it's necessary clean up or just kind of organize more than anything. Again, it comes back to you're not going to turn down another starter. If you can get a quality 100%. Starter, you're not going to complain, do anything wrong about that. And then like with outfielders, like you said, there's depth. Depth isn't a bad thing. It gets a little tough to figure out because, you know, there's only so many positions for so many players.
Yeah.
But there isn't anything that really jumps out to me as a major issue for them.
They're still bad defensively. I think they're still, like, second worst in errors.
Nick is the defensive stack guy. Here comes defensive war from the top row.
But, like, it hasn't come back to bite them like it did in the past.
No, but if you're going to pick something, it's defense.
No, that's fair.
Like, they're throwing the ball all around against the Rockies, but you could do that against the Rockies.
So I feel like I agree overall that the defense this season has been bad, but they also haven't had like who they want out there a ton, right? I mean, Bregman missed 40-something games. So if you have the lineup that we were just talking about, and if Meyer kind of takes the second base, which I think he can, Story's playing pretty good at short, Bregman at third, your outfield's pretty good. Like, now they need to play well, but there's nobody that sticks out. Right. Like, oh, you got that guy playing that position?
No real sore thumb. Things that jump out to me a lot is the outfielders not hitting the cutoff man.
they've thrown the ball around.
Right, and that's kind of like day one baseball stuff.
Right.
But even then, that's just kind of more of a nitpick than a worry.
Yeah, no, that's true. But I think, you know, Anthony and Duran aren't great defensively, but like Rafaela is, Willy Abreu is, the left side of the infield is, Narvaez is. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right. No team has like 9 guys where you're like, all gold glove candidates.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Like, I think they're going to be okay there.
Duran struggles, but he can cover so much area.
Yeah, he's perplexing in the outfield. You know? He is, because he'll have some terrible play. I mean, going back a couple of years ago, he had some really bad plays in the outfield. But even this year, he doesn't look fully comfortable. It's funny, you forget that he was like a infielder coming up. Like, he was an infielder in college. They moved him to the outfield. He's really fast, so it makes up for a lot of things, but I'm more worried about him. Not worried. I'm more focused on him regaining his form at the plate.
Yeah.
And if he hits like he did last year in the second half, then like this offense is going to be even scarier.
Yep.
You know, because the winning streak, they piled up the runs against Washington and Colorado. They didn't score a lot of runs against Tampa Bay. They didn't need to because they pitched well. Do you have more faith in the hitting in the second half or the pitching in the second half? Let's say they make no significant moves and it's just the current
roster.
This is
what the team is. This is what they have right now.
What do you feel better about?
I think I feel better about the offense.
Yeah.
I think I feel better about the offense, more so because I'm so hopeful for the Myers, for the Anthonys.
Yep.
You know, so it's giving me something to look forward to. So I think that's probably why I'm more focused, more worried about the pitching than I am the offense.
Yeah, I think I kind of like their lineup, and I know a lot of people's fear was when they traded Devers, like, oh, there goes your home run guy, there goes your RBI machine, and it's like, no, they got guys that could step up, and they have, I don't think Story and Rafaela are going to be able to stay like as hot as they are now, but it's a balanced lineup. You have guys literally fighting to get into the lineup, mm-hmm. So I agree with you. I think that's a little bit better because I have more questions about, say, Giolito and whoever is the fourth and fifth starter as of right now than anything else.
Right. Walkabula, it can only go up.
It can't right? get
that's,
much worse.
That's, I can't.
Hopefully we are at rock bottom.
Correct. Walkabula. Right. Exactly. Hopefully it goes up from here because I don't want to think about it getting worse for him.
It can always get worse.
Of course.
This guy. Thanks, Nick. Yeah, you can have a really watery smoothie.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Start your day off with a watery smoothie and see how the rest of your day goes.
I don't know how I'm going to bounce back or recover.
So would you?
Think I should get a refund, but that's just me.
Now, would you?
Well, you drank it.
What if you leave here?
I did drink the whole thing. No, sir, could you maybe drink the whole thing before you complain?
Like the guy with the breakfast in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Yeah. I mean a refund. There was just crumbs on the plate.
Like now, will you get the whole steak?
Oh, yeah.
Like, did you have to eat the whole steak before you complain?
Will you get another one on the way home to balance it out?
No.
Or will you get some kind of treat on the way home?
I do deserve a treat. We'll see how the show goes.
Gotcha.
But I feel like I do deserve a little bit of a treat, but no.
I mean, there's got to be some kind of new frosty or something you got to try out, right? There's got to be some kind of fast food new thing you got to try.
Actually, my wife sent me this one that is, it looks a little too crazy for me. Let me find out what it is. It's got like all kinds of stuff in it. Oh, here we go.
I saw the world losing their mind because the snack wrap was back. The McDonald's.
Yeah. Oh, and you get two of them.
Oh, do you get two of them? I thought there was just two different kinds. I thought
think
there was...
two show up. You're like, give me the snack wrap meal or whatever. It's like two snack wraps.
Nice. All right.
That happened the other day. This is from a ice cream place, I think, near us. It's called the Beat the Heat with Fishbowl Slushy Sundae. A refreshing treat with Nerds, blue raspberry slushy, whipped cream, and Swedish fish. Even
like
on that?
Like, it sounds delicious, but like my teeth are chattering thinking of the sweetness of it.
I'm not a huge whipped cream guy. I feel like for as bad as it is for you, it doesn't add enough to it.
Well, you're supposed to actually I thought you just like huffed the top of it. people actually put this on stuff?
Just do whippets.
Oh, yeah. People actually put whipped cream on
stuff?
They
put it on stuff. Really? They put it on this slushy, apparently, which feels odd.
Is there a picture of it? Like, is it a legitimate fishbowl?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
It looks, yeah.
Because it's the blue, so it looks like water, and then you have the fish having a little swim.
Yeah, you got the rocks on the bottom.
I don't know. Is that supposed to be like an iceberg, maybe? And then, the rocks. You have like the coral, the Nerds.
Presentation-wise, I dig it.
Yeah, it looks
the
good.
The thought of drinking it makes my teeth chatter from the sugar.
I agree. It would also melt very fast.
Oh, yeah. So you have to drink it quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Then that means brain freeze.
I think little CeCe would be all over this, though.
Oh, I mean, any young kid would
report back to you.
You guys can split one.
Yeah, that's true. It's like I'm just waiting for her to be like, are you done? You done? She's like, no, I'm not. I'm still good.
There's some Nerds at the bottom you can have.
Yeah, like, I'll take them.
Soggy Nerds at the bottom of the drink.
Text line says, for next year, get rid of Story and Yoshida, put Marcelo Meyer at short and Rafaela at second. See, I think Rafael is probably just going to be your center fielder.
Yeah.
I like the fact that he can play second base, and I'm fine with him having to play second base this year because of the logjam. But next year, I don't think you need – figure out your moves. Maybe it is move on from Story. I'm fine with that. But Rafael should just play center
field. Being versatile is obviously a good quality, but when you have a guy who plays center field as well as he does, there's no need to change that.
I would just leave it. You can join the show today at 617-779-7937. Same number to text into the show as well. You can watch on Twitch or on YouTube. Of course, it's a top five Friday, Billy's first crack at a top five. And in honor of I Know What You Did Last Summer in theaters tonight, Lanny and I are going to do our top five 90s horror movies.
90s.
90s. People are going to have a hard time. You didn't put The Shining. We're doing 90s horror movies.
I forgot Night of the Living Dead.
We're doing that next.
No Psycho?
WEEI. New England Sports Original.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This is Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Yes, mom will make a go delirious like Eddie Murphy. I got more growing pains than Maggie. Cause homies nag me to take the dunk out of the bag.
Top 5 Friday here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Billy Lanny sitting in for Jones today. And in honor of I Know What You Did Last Summer, in theaters, the reboot, requel, not really sure what they're calling it. Probably a requel, right, Nick?
Probably a requel, yeah.
Sort of like Scream, because it's the same title as the first
Halloween,
one.
All the new ones.
Yeah.
Every new horror movie.
It's confusing. Movies have the exact same name. But anyway, JLH is in it. Freddie Prinze is in it.
What are you waiting for, huh?
What would the sports book Rhode Island odds be that she says that in the movie? Minus 110?
A heavy favorite.
Minus 200? Minus
10,000.
This is one of those things.
Does she scream it or just say it?
I think she might just say it.
She'll say it on the phone. She'll say it to him on the phone. That's kind of Scream's more of a phone thing.
They stole everything else from Scream. It's the same writer as Scream, so they might as well.
Yeah, let's just change the weapon. He uses a hook. This guy uses a hook.
He does. He's an old fisherman.
Yeah.
He's got a slicker. He got his hat. He's good. He's rain battle tested. All right, so we're doing top five, and I'm not sure this movie's necessarily going to even make the list, but we shall see. I've not seen Lanny's list. He has not seen my list. We'll tweet these out and put them on Instagram as well, at Jones and Keefe, and you can let us know if you agree, disagree, and what your top five would be as well. So 90s horror movies. They had to have been released in the year 1990 all the way up to 99. We're not accepting anything else.
January 1, 90, December 31st, 99.
Before Wiggy left, he was trying to give us some of his.
All 80s.
So these are 90s horror movies. It'll be very clear in the graphic.
Like, but Chucky? Nope.
Nope.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
No. 84. All right, so let's we'll go back and forth. We'll start at 5, work our way up to 1, and let's just ping pong back and forth number 5. So that's
number
5.
All right, Billy, what's your number 5 90s horror movie?
All right, number 5 from 1998.
Ooh.
Meets the criteria.
Good year. Yeah, it sure does.
The Faculty.
Good one.
I enjoyed the Faculty movie.
Was great.
Aliens take over a school. We have no idea who the source is. Who is the main alien? What do you say?
Spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry. Good point.
For a 30-year-old
so there
movie.
We go.
It's all right.
So number 5, Spoil The Faculty.
Away. The Faculty, unbelievable cast.
Great cast.
Jordana Brewster.
Yep.
Josh Hartnett. Selma Hayek, Famke Janssen, Chris McDonald, Shooter McGavin.
Exactly.
Usher.
Usher was in it.
John Stewart, Elijah Wood.
Yeah. It was a solid lineup. It was a good movie. You know what I mean? It wasn't your typical like slasher movie, but it was just one of those kind of like why is this going on?
It counts.
Right. Let's find the source of this. Let's end it.
Weird shenanigans at a high school where all the high school actors are in their mid-20s.
And that's the thing, too, is like because that was my end of my high school run was when this movie came out. So it was one of those things where you connect, kind of like the first American Pie.
Oh,
like, we all love the first American Pie because that was when we were wrapping up high school.
Right in our wheelhouse.
But, I got the Faculty at number 5.
All right, my number 5, The Blair Witch Project.
Oof.
And if you remember, that this is something that could never be duplicated just because of the way it was like early internet. Everybody thought this was like a real thing.
Right, more documentary than a movie, right.
And it's kind of sad what happened to this. Like, the actors in this movie are like not in anything else. They didn't get any money to do it. And the movie made so much money.
Literally have nothing to show for it.
They have like nothing. So that part of it's kind of sad. But the movie was wild. And it kind of kickstarted all of, like, the found footage movies. There's been a lot of movies.
Shaky cams. His stomach turned, and it was like there was a combination of like fear of not knowing what's going to happen and just like motion sickness from him running around.
Incredible ending, too. Yeah. And like legitimately scary, especially at the time. So I'm going number five, The Blair Witch Project.
Number four.
Number four, 1990, Misery.
Ooh, good one, Bill.
James Caan, Kathy Bates, obsessed fan of James Caan, who is an author.
Yeah.
And then just like the hobbling scene. Like just so unnecessary, but just so intense.
Kathy Bates.
Right.
She won an Oscar for that, I think, right?
I think she did. But I think just like the two of them. Kathy Bates, James Caan, it was just a bedroom and two psychos. Like,
That's a good one.
It was a really good one. Really kind of, you know, mess with your head a little bit about how crazy people can actually get.
Very good. I like that one. All right. My number four is 1992's Candyman. Candyman, legitimate, scary as well. Can't say Candyman into the mirror three times. Don't want to be doing any of that.
Well, I can't say it one more time. You already said it twice.
Do you need a mirror?
Do I need a mirror?
I think you're thinking Beetlejuice rules.
Never be too careful.
He will appear.
Like Beetlejuice is three times, but you don't need a mirror. Candyman, I think you need a mirror.
I think you do need a mirror, Nick. I'm in the clear on this. Virginia Madsen, the sister of the late Michael Madsen, tremendous performance. But yeah, this is an all-timer for me.
I don't think I knew they were brother and sister.
How about that? The Madsens.
Learned something.
Yep, not bad. So Candyman, number four.
Number
three.
Number three for me, 1996, Fear.
Oh, Mark Wahlberg, Reese Witherspoon.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Walker.
Nice little psychological thing, and Reese Witherspoon is just this innocent little girl, and Mark Wahlberg comes off all nice, but no, he's a crazy person.
Yeah.
So I went with Fear.
Good one. I didn't even think of that one. That's a good one. All right, this is one that gets debated a lot as to whether or not it's a horror movie. I think that it is. I'm going with Seven. I mean, it is very graphic.
Seven!
That's right.
That's right. Right. It wasn't an excuse. Joe? Not an excuse to play the drop. As much as we look for one, one isn't one.
What movie did you just watch, Joe?
Seven!
Yeah, it's great. It's
except you wouldn't be that happy.
You wouldn't be that happy about it.
I don't think you would be.
Yeah, you wouldn't boast that much about it.
No, it's got one of the all-time like horrible all-time serial killers killing people with the seven deadly sins. Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman. I love this movie. One of my all-time favorite movies, and I would call it a horror movie.
Right, so Morgan Freeman just wanted to retire.
That's it.
It's like, I just want to walk away.
Last day on the job.
No, let's do this.
So like, actually, we're chasing this guy who's killing people in disgusting ways.
Right, remember the room with all the little trees?
The guy wasn't even dead.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
right, because he go into the room,
terrifying.
And then he gasps. I'm like, ugh. Yeah.
They had all the air fresheners.
Yeah, little green trees hanging from the ceiling.
Terrible.
Number two.
My number two was Seven.
Okay, how about that?
There you go.
Seven!
So, yeah, that's right.
My number two is actually one of, if not my favorite movie of all time. And I know normally best is favorite is best, and I have a hard time with this, but I'll explain to you why I have number one. Number two is Scream. Scream's incredible. Scream spawned a whole bunch of sequels after the fact. I loved a horror movie that acknowledged previous horror movies. They didn't really do that in other movies. It's incredibly rewatchable. And good mask, good reveal, great ending. Like all these movies,
it might be the
GOAT. So that's why I got Scream number two.
Number
one.
Number one for me is Scream.
Good one.
It's an awesome movie. Like again, it's not just like my favorite horror movie. It's up there in just overall movies.
Yeah.
So entertaining. So many like, you know, not a ton of them, but enough to be like, ooh, is it this person? Ooh, is it that person?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is it the Fonz?
It could be.
Is the Fonz the murderer? And then he gets off.
Nah, it's not him. God damn. It's not him.
But yep, Scream number one.
Great. I have no problem with that. My number one is another movie that some people don't think is horror, but I absolutely think it's horror. That would be 1991's The Silence of the Lambs.
Yep.
You could say psychological thriller, but there's two serial killers in it, and one of them eats people. The other one skins women. That's a horror movie. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, right,
that is 100% a horror movie. We did our hashtag dork podcast top 50 movies of all time, and I voted this number one.
Yep.
So even though Scream is, I like a little bit more.
Oh, you said all-time
movie.
All-time movie. Nice.
I put Silence of the Lambs number
right
one.
Right up there. Nice.
Yeah, I think it's the best movie ever. So those two. So real quick, my list, top to bottom, Silence of the Lambs, Scream 7, Candyman, and The Blair Witch Project for 90s horror movies. Billy?
Top to bottom, Scream 7, Fear, Misery, The Faculty.
Excellent. Nick, what did we miss?
A ton.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You missed a lot. Army of Darkness I would put on there.
Great one.
I love Army of Darkness.
Uh-huh.
And then you have a bunch of the campy ones, like The First Leprechaun. I'll watch First Leprechaun.
Get out of here, First Leprechaun. This is top five.
No, it's a bad movie, but I like the first
one. I like Urban Legend more than Leprechaun.
Urban Legend I would put on there.
I know what you did last summer. I actually considered, but I think these five movies were too good.
Yeah, because in the 90s, you get all the horrible the sequels from the good 80s ones.
Yeah, Halloween H2O wasn't terrible.
It's not great, though.
No, it's not. Yeah, but you get more... actually, New Nightmare's decent. Wes Craven's New Nightmare's
was
decent.
Was the Psycho shot-for-shot remake in the 90s?
Probably.
Yeah, with Vince Vaughn?
Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds like 98, somewhere in there. Let's see. Sixth Sense on the text line. That's a good one.
It's a good one,
Sixth
yeah.
Sixth Sense, another I considered. That was like 99, right? Let's see. Wide Awake, Event Horizon. What else we got? I think we kind of hit...
I
feel good about our list.
Yeah, the Psycho with Vince Vaughn was 98.
Yeah, so that qualifies, but I wouldn't have put that on there.
Like, I don't know how I felt about like the scene-for-scene remake.
It's weird. Like,
right.
Why do it? You put it in color?
Right.
And Vince Vaughn was good in it, but it's
right.
Like,
that was
like
the best part about Psycho is like it should have been in color, but he didn't put it in color.
No.
Color was a thing at that time, you know?
Right. Let's see.
And you missed I Know What You Did Last Summer.
No, I know. I said I consider that. Disturbing Behavior, Teaching Mrs. Tingle. These were all like the Scream ripoffs after the fact. Oh, Cape Fear. The Robert De Niro Cape Fear.
Oh, that was 90s?
Yeah.
I would have guessed that was late 80s.
That's
right.
Good. All right.
But even just like Google, like The Craft, like would you consider The Craft? Like it was a good movie, but The Craft
no,
wasn't
I wouldn't put
like...
it in top five, but I liked it. I liked that one enough. But you guys can let us know what yours were at Jones and Keefe on both Twitter and Instagram. Actually, you know what? We're going to have to do this. We got Jermaine in East Boston joins us now on one of his favorite topics. Jermaine, what do you think?
The 90s, Jermaine.
Listen, 90s. You guys missed so many horror movies. Billy's list was basically psychological thrillers and sci-fi. And Rich, your list a little bit better.
Thank you.
But what about, I know Nick brought up Army of Darkness, which was very, very good horror movies. Dusk Till Dawn.
Ooh, good one.
Movie,
good one.
Right? I don't know if this, it's kind of a horror, but maybe it could be in the action horror. Blade, 1998.
Oh, yeah, Blade's good. That's a good one. That probably counts. Yeah.
The remake with the great Candyman in it, Night of the Living Dead, which was horror. I can't put Seven in there. I'm sorry. That is a psychological thriller. And the one question I got to ask before I go is, do sequels not count that came out in the 90s?
They count. Anything that came out in the 90s, it all counts.
Are you putting Scream 2 on there?
Scream 2 is good.
I would say then if you're going to go in that direction, I would have to put in the Freddy movie, The New Nightmare, even though it's technically not.
Oh, we're losing you.
That's what
I would put New Nightmare's good. That one counts. So what's your number one? What's your biggest beef? What's the biggest omission that we had? What's your number one 90s horror movie?
The number one, I would say Scream. I'll go with Scream.
It's tough to argue.
Okay.
I'll give you that one because that is like one of those horror movies because it does pay homage to so many of the horror flicks. I just can't, I can't go.
I disagree. Hannibal Lecter is one of the great horror villains of all time.
I would go with Nick, Army of Darkness, definitely on that list by far. And my number one would definitely be From Dusk Till Dawn. I appreciate it.
All right.
This is Jermaine in East Boston, and I'm going to get gas.
All right, Jermaine, good luck with that. Appreciate you.
Sick brag, bro.
I mean, Army of Darkness, I love. You could almost, that's more of a comedy than it is anything else.
It's definitely a horror comedy, yeah.
It's a horror comedy. I mean, I say if you think of anything somewhat scary, throw it in the horror
is
camp.
Is Dream Warrior still 80s?
I believe so.
Oh,
late
80s.
Yeah. I believe so. Because New Nightmare was 94, so anything before that I think you might have just missed. But anyway, so he agrees and disagrees with the list. All right, we'll have the Red Sox lineup is out. We'll get to that, and we'll get to some Celtics conversation as Damian Lillard will not be coming to Boston. He is going back to Portland, and we can take your phone calls as well at 617-779-7937. It's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.